Good morning. I'm Carol Fry, and this morning we're reviewing Coraline. Fellow Missourian Walt Disney didn't invent film animation, but he certainly turned it into an industry with his Disney Studios, which have grown into what Disney scholar Jay Talat calls the mouse machine. Disney's artists painted images on cells that created the illusion of motion. Then, computer-generated animation became a new wave with films like Shrek. But there's always been a sort of sidebar in the animation business called stop-motion action. The process dates to the beginnings of filmmaking, but Marion Cooper's 1933 King Kong is the film most people would recognize as an early example. Kong is a doll that the animators move minutely, take a picture, move a bit more, take another picture, and so forth, to create the on-screen motion, then project the footage on a rear screen behind the screaming Fay Wray. Coraline is the latest foray into stop-motion action filmmaking, and the technological add-on is 3D in theaters equipped for it. The film's theme is be careful what you ask for because you might get it. Coraline, voiced by Dakota Fanning, is a 12-year-old girl whose busy parents don't have time for her, and her father gives her his version of gourmet cooking instead of the kind she likes, so she's bored and unhappy with her parents. She discovers a door in her house with a brick wall on the other side, but later that wall turns into a tunnel that leads to a sort of alternate world that is a reflection of her home. She finds an other mother and father. Both look like her parents but have button eyes. The food is great here, and she finds games and amusements provided by versions of the eccentric people who live in her real home, a pair of decayed actresses and a man who claims to have a bevy of trained mice for an orchestra. Each night, after her treat on this other side, she wakes up in her own bed. She's eager to get back to the other world, though. So far, so good. She's having a ball. But then she finds that the other mother wants her to stay on her side, and to do so, she has to have her eyes removed and replaced with the buttons that everyone else there has. When Coraline balks, the other mother changes to Wicked Mother, and Coraline finds herself trapped. She must not only save herself, but her parents and the spirits of other children the other mother has taken. The film is based on Neil Gaiman's novel of the same title, though it adds a bit to the book. The novel version is too short to support a full-length film. But both Gaiman's book and the film are sort of Alice in Wonderland and Through the Looking Glass on the dark side. The other mother is a bit like the Red Queen. There's a cat who can talk on the other side and can travel to our side, who's reminiscent of the Cheshire Cat. There's a good bit about mirrors, as in Lewis Carroll, and Coraline's reaching the other side through the tunnel is rather like Alice tumbling down the rabbit hole. But if the film and novel remind us of Lewis Carroll, the other side is a dark version of Wonderland. This is really a pretty scary film for a target audience of youngsters. The other mother becomes more like the Hansel and Gretel witch than the Red Queen, and both the action and film's imagery are pretty heavy for young children. When my kids were 6 or 7 years old, they would probably have had nightmares from seeing it. Most youngsters today, though, are inured to violent imagery in films. But somehow, the suggestion of violence can be scarier than the actual gore and body parts we see in most horror movies. I'd suggest that parents of children in the 6 to 10 range gauge their kids' sensitivity to frightening situations on screen before taking them to Coraline. But Coraline is one of those young adult stories that entertains both children and adults. I'd give it 4 stars out of 5 for its interesting screen imagery and the story's portrayal of a plucky girl who learns a lesson.